This is Player Profiles, a series where myself and Josh Sexton speak to former coaches, managers, teammates and supporters of the current squad to find out more about their journey to Anfield. This time, 10 years to the day that he signed for the club, it's Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson. How did a scrawny kid from Sunderland become just the fifth Liverpool captain to lift the European Cup? Jordan Henderson joined the Sunderland Academy at just 8 years old. One of the coaches at the Academy who had a profound effect on his career was club legend Kevin Bull.
See, when he was at the Academy, I was the lead under-18 coach at the time towards the end of each season. As the season goes on, you'll be told about players, what they're like, what to expect from them. You go and watch a few training sessions just to see what they're like, see what their abilities like, see what their enthusiasm and desires like. But the overriding decision then comes when we all sit around the table, myself, the lead coaches in his age group, and the coaches in the age group he's coming into, the academy manager, and we discuss him. And that was a time where, you know, everybody talks about his physicality at the time. You know, there was a question mark over it. And a question mark would have been raised because there'll have been question marks probably over all the players raised that we spoke about. And his happened just to be the physicality. But then when you speak with all the coaches and the staff that are in there, the one thing that we all said is, you know, and I can remember actually saying it is, does he love his football? And I can remember Elliot Dickman replying to him, yeah. To me, yeah, like that. And I said, well, we give him a chance then, you know, and I'm a big believer to give him a chance. And it wasn't giving Jordan a chance because giving him a chance, but for me, it was just taking away that decision of, will he grow? Will he get bigger? He loved football. And every time, you know, even up until he came into the under-18s, every age group he had played in, he wanted to be the best player. So there was never probably any doubt over, you know, like sometimes it makes headlines about doubt and that. It was more a question was raised, and understandably at the time, because if you could see what Jordan was like then, comparable to how he's grown into the man he is today, it's phenomenal what he's done.